Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, an atrocity in the budget. Voss, Robin Voss, this should come as no surprise. He's the guy doing it. The rest of the Republican caucus just goes along in lockstep. They're like lemmings over the cliff. He gets his orders from his donors, from ALEC and national groups. They have decided to strip hundreds of items from Tony Evers' budget. He submits a budget. They go over it. And then they pass what they want to pass. Then he vetoes it. And then they don't have enough to override. So they have to negotiate and see what they can do. It's bad news. They took out about 300 items in his budget. The most disturbing is that Joe Biden had promised $1.6 billion in Medicaid money to fund an increase in Medicaid. Federal tax dollars. This is not something that's welfare for Wisconsin. We paid this money already as federal taxes. We do not have Navy bases the way they do in South Carolina, Virginia, Florida. We don't have a space base like they do in Florida and Houston, Texas. These people do not turn down federal money for that purpose. They get more of it than they ever paid in. We get little back, paying a lot more. We're patriots. We don't mind. I mean, during the Civil War, we raised regiments throughout the state to go down and support Lincoln and free the slaves and save the Union. We always respond. But here we're being offered $1.6 billion in the return of our federal tax dollars to take it off of our state tax money. And Voss is turning that down. A couple of hundred million of it is a bonus, an extra, to induce the few remaining states like Wisconsin who haven't taken it before to take it now. And what Voss says is, well, this is welfare. This is, I gotta get people off the welfare mentality. What does he mean by that? The state already gives Medicaid at state expense, largely state expense, to people up to the poverty line, 100% of poverty. What this would do would give Medicaid to people at 130% of the poverty line. And you may think, oh, 130% of the poverty line, that must be Bill Gates. Well, no, that's not Bill Gates. 170% or 130% of the poverty line is about $17,000 a year for an individual, maybe $27,000 a year roughly for a family. You think that's rich? You think those people can afford medical care? You think those people making 17 grand a year, a single person, or 27 grand a year, you think those people can pay premiums of $1,000 a month? I mean, come on. The boss goes, no, that's welfare. It's welfare. We got to incentivize them to work. He doesn't work. He doesn't even go to work. You know, for 8 months, he didn't go to work. He just sits there and he collects not only his salary, but he also collected some of that good COVID relief for his popcorn business, a couple hundred thousand bucks. He goes, no, I don't want welfare unless it's coming to me. And so those people who earn a little over 14 grand, they can go buy their own medical insurance. And families that make over, say, 24 grand a year can go buy their own. I mean, that is not only heartless, it's stupid, because this would have paid for a lot of things that the state is already paying for. It would have taken it off of our tax rolls. So people paid in this federal tax money, don't get it back, and now are repaying state tax money to make up for it. It's double taxation. Also, that the Republicans can say, we don't want people on welfare. What it is It's bumping off poor people. It's a way to kill a poor person. They don't get medical aid. Think about this. If they're run over in the street, they're going to get medical aid. They're going to be taken to an emergency room. It's very, very expensive, very counterproductive. But what they're not going to get is mammograms. They're not going to get, you know, blood pressure readings. They're not going to get treatment for minor things that get worse and have to be handled in the emergency room. And there will be some young mothers who die of breast cancer and never see their little daughters at their wedding 20 years from now. And there will be some fathers who are trying to, who are struggling and making somewhere around 15, 16 grand a year, 17 grand a year, who are going to die and not be able to raise their kids. And their widow will go on real welfare, other kinds of things. This is, it's a way of killing poor people. Now, the thing about it is, at heart, the Republicans think these people, and they think of them as, quote, these people, they don't think of them as human beings, these people won't vote for us. Well, first of all, most people don't vote, period. So a lot of people, it's not like they're voting for anyone else, they're not really voting. And when they do vote, you'd be surprised how they vote. But they're not seen as human beings. Voss and the Republicans do not view poor people as human beings. Now, the next thing they stripped out of this budget is legalization of marijuana. Okay, you know, I think it would have been a good idea. It's in there. They stripped that out. Then Evers had put in the elimination of a certain tax break on capital gains. Would have increased revenue to the state by $350 million. Put them in sync with other states. Well, I'll strip that out. $350 million, more of a hit to the state. Evers also made changes to the manufacturer's exemption on taxes, which basically just said, we don't care if you even create new jobs, as long as you own a manufacturing company. Guess what? You have a get out of jail free card. You don't have to pay taxes. $488 million. Evers stripped that out. That's another $488 million of lost revenue for the state. Evers put in automatic voter registration. You're going to get registered to vote when you get a driver's license, that kind of thing, maybe a high school diploma. It's a great thing. You don't have to vote, but you'll be registered. Republicans stripped that out. Voss stripped that out. Evers put in nonpartisan redistricting, Fair Maps Commission. In other words, doesn't help Democrats, doesn't help Republicans. Experts would just keep communities of interest together. So Greene County, capital seat, Monroe, doesn't get split up 20 ways from Sunday. Sheboygan doesn't get split up. You know, you keep people together. Might go Republican, might go Democratic. They took that out. They want to gerrymander. They want to gerrymander. Evers put in a raise to the minimum wage. They took that out. No, they said, listen, if you make $7.20, if you make whatever you make under $10 an hour, you're basically incentivized because that's not enough. So you are incentivized. It's like whipping a horse. Just whip the hell out of him till he's incentivized to run. Really, that's what it is. They don't look on them as human beings. They don't look on them as human beings. Here's one. Evers had put in an upgrade to the unemployment comp system and $80 million for new computers for unemployment comp because there were so many claims in the pandemic that it fouled up and some people didn't get their benefits for a long time. And of course they attack Evers, the Republicans did. And he said, okay, here's what we're gonna do. Upgrade the system, $80 million for new computers. They took that out. They took that out. Make it more difficult to administer an unemployment comp program. Then he had a provision in that the University of Wisconsin system on a short-term basis could borrow for operating expenses, certain amount of money with a lot of controls, but it would keep them going because the Republican legislature has done everything in its power to kill the UW system. They want to make it a training camp only for Wisconsin business. They took that out. They took that out. And then Evers had put into the budget statewide standards for toxic chemicals in drinking water. You think anybody would be for that? Forever chemicals, cancer-causing chemicals. Marinette County, Kewaunee County, they're drinking bottled water. Part of La Crosse County, they're drinking bottled water. There are forever chemicals in water in Dane County because of firefighting chemicals used out at the airport. But no one in Dane County cares. You think you're environmentalist? Well, do something about it. Instead of shooting your mouth off, do something about it. No. Evers puts it in. This is spreading around the state. This is spreading around the state. Certain places you can't eat venison. Certain places, if you take a fish, you can eat one a month, one fish a month. You know, somebody told me you fish in this lake and you can eat one fish a month. I'm not eating any fish. Are you kidding me? In other words, from that lake, I mean, one fish a month? Are you kidding me? So you can take a little bit of cancer. Well, no, thank you. I'm not taking any cancer. So what Evers did was he baked in statewide standards for toxic chemicals, and they took that out. And then when the DNR put it in as a regulation, they went to court. They backed manufacturers and went to court to oppose it because the legislature hadn't done it. And they said publicly, we'll probably do it, but it should be the legislature. Okay, we'll go ahead and do it. Evers put it in. They took it out. They were lying. They were lying. When you look, and I just gave you something like 10 out of 300. We don't have all day. I mean, we're not going to sit here and read 300 of these things, okay? You want to know about the 300? Go online or go read the whole thing. They went through it, which means their lobbyists went through it, which means their donors went through it. And they took out anything they didn't want. This is not a Republican Wisconsin legislature. This is simply a special interest donor lobbying legislature that got in through gerrymandering. And they've taken out things that are going to kill people. And they think, oh, well, we kill poor people. It's all Milwaukee. Well, no, that's not true. Take a look around the state. There are a lot of rural people that are not going to get health care as a result of this. And there are a lot of rural people that are going to be drinking cancer. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.